Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy sh! This is huge! Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Wow, we got a big one right here.
Yeah.
The Sporting News, man, they think they're a publication. Today they've released their NFL's top 25 wide receivers list. And Amari Cooper,
number three.
Number one.
Well, he didn't turn out favorably, boys.
Oh.
Number one, DeAndre Hopkins. Okay.
Right.
No qualms.
I'm okay with that.
He sucks.
Number two.
What about Megatron? Is he still in the league?
Number two, Julio Jones.
Okay.
No issues here.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Number three, Michael Thomas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know, any given day.
Any given Sunday.
I've always
number
said
four,
that.
Odell Beckham Jr.
All right.
Number five, Antonio Brown. Okay, that's fair. Like, I don't think Amari Cooper's a top five wide receiver in the league, personally. I don't.
I see his number dropping as we speak.
Number six, Keenan Allen, Chargers.
Yeah.
Number seven, Devontae Adams of the Packers.
Okay.
Number eight, Juju Smith-Schuster, Steelers.
Mm. Hard. He's a beast.
But number nine, A.J. Green, Bengals.
Yeah.
Number 10, Adam Thielen, Vikings.
Huge numbers.
And that's where I go.
That's all the great Kirk Cousins.
I kind of go, you know what? If you were to tell me that Amari Cooper was a top 8 to top 14 wide receiver in the league,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's probably a good spot. We keep going.
Well, go ahead. So that he's not next?
Number 11, Stephon Diggs of the Vikings, which is fair.
Okay.
102 catches last year. Number 12, T.Y. Hilton. Number 13, Mike Evans. Number 14, Julian Edelman. That's where I have my first issue. Hold on.
Well, this is good because Edelman just signed for like $8 million or something.
Hold on. So slot man came in at 2 at 18.
It's a terrible superhero.
Yeah, that's his contract, by the way. So slot man is better than Cooper. Okay?
That's bad.
Number 15, Robert Woods. 86 catches last year. Hard to argue. 16, Tyler Boyd of the Bengals. Huh? 76 catches last year.
1,000-yard season, 7 touchdowns.
Good player. Number 17, Tyler Lockett. A very inconsistent target for Russell Wilson, the Seahawks, at 57. Number 18, Jarvis Landry.
What the hell's going on right now?
Number 19, Amari Cooper, the Dallas Cowboys.
All right. So
we have a situation.
We had a little situation here.
Is that because he's number 19?
I'm glad we're in the Situation Room. You know, when any of these... And where was this list again?
Sporting News.
Anytime there's one of these national lists that come out, I'm very, leery of how they may have used the Cowboys to get clicks or to get people to talk about them. Because the Cowboys are king. They're the biggest name and brand in all of the NFL and quite possibly in all of sports. So I get it. By them disrespecting... You know, this disrespect towards the Cowboys and Amari Cooper is going to get people talking about it. It's got us talking about it. I think you have to look at this in a different light. I think the way you have to look at Amari Cooper when trying to appraise his value is I think you have to look at how he clicks with Dak Prescott. And it is an instant fit. And we saw a receiver that didn't fit with Dak in Dez Bryant. Dak needed a guy that got big separation. He wasn't a big jump ball thrower. Well, they clicked big time. And so I don't care where Amari Cooper is on this list. I think in terms of his value to the Cowboys is off the charts. And so if Amari Cooper's people got a deal done with the Cowboys, they're like, all right, Amari Cooper, top three highest paid receiver in the league, I wouldn't have a problem with it because this offense looked broken without Amari Cooper.
I think also to add into that is he's the perfect age to sign a huge contract. He's going to be, what, 25?
25. Yeah, I think 25 will actually be the number. Yeah.
So he's going to sign, what, like a 5 or 6 year deal? So by the time that deal is done, you're going to be like, yeah, man, it was great to have Amari here for half a decade.
Yeah, he'll be 25 next month.
Oh, man. So he's the perfect age to sign a big contract.
It's quite simple. And then you go there. I mean, I was looking at that list and I was thinking, there are some teams on there who have two guys on the list. But I just thought he should have been way higher up on the list than 19.
Well, I'm looking at another list I just pulled up online, and they've got him 23rd.
What?
They've got him as the 23rd best receiver.
I know how those lists were made.
Perception?
No. Well, obviously. But I think they pulled up, they go, man, look at his 2018 numbers, in which the first 7 games were a washout.
75 catches, 1,004 yards, 7 touchdowns.
That's for the season.
Yeah.
If you look at his 9 games and extrapolate it out, he's one of the top 3 or 4 receivers in football production-wise.
And I get how it's hard if you're not following the team or watching every single Cowboys game to not know, or didn't watch every single Raiders game over the year, because, hey, when I found out the day that we gave up a first-round pick for Amari Cooper, I was going, huh?
Me too.
Because we have perception of he's a dropper. When you go look at the pure numbers of it, he had one bad year of drops. He has not shown that he's a dropper for the entire course of his career. Mm-hmm. It was just that one year. You had the perception there's a bit of an attitude problem, but that was a Oakland thing. You know, I don't think it was an attitude issue at all with him. I think it's just Oakland, and that sucks your football life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... That was the news in the Situation Room. But another situation, guys. I don't know if you guys saw this story.
Yeah.
Mind if I tell you the quick story of 27-year-old Cameron Jeffrey Wilson?
All right.
Cameron Jeffrey Wilson, this is awesome. Last month, he's got a gun and tucked in his pocket. Okay? Whatever happens. Well, it absolutely fired. And it fired and it went through his testes.
What?
And into his thigh.
He shot the grocery sack?
He shot the grocery sack, but the bullet went through.
Did it hit a coconut, or did it go through the paper sack?
Didn't hit, but it hit a thigh.
Wait, how do you know it didn't hit a coconut?
Well, the story didn't give those details.
You just assumed, since it didn't say a coconut shattered.
To me, the bullet doesn't go through if it hit a coconut. It went through.
You got iron ones?
I've never heard of a testicle that can stop a gun.
Are you saying it hit him in the thigh, or it hit him in his bowling ball holder?
It went through the bowling ball holder into the thigh.
Into the thigh.
Okay.
But Kevin thinks that if there was actual a testicle in the way, it would have stopped that bullet in his sack.
Did the marbles escape the sack?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But there was a lot of blood.
All right.
So instead of going straight to the hospital, he instructed his girlfriend to first drive to the park, where he gave the pistol to a friend. Now, I want to be clear here. Wilson here is 27 years old, and he is a 13-time convicted felon.
Oh, wow.
So he cannot be possessing a firearm. So that's why he said, well, we can't go. Drive to the park. I would give it to Steve. Takes the gun.
He's 27?
He's lived a long, hard life.
How hard is it to get convicted that many times in 27 years?
Then we
Lord have mercy.
Get to the surgery portion. So we got to get this bullet out of his thigh, right? Well, doctors and nurses noticed a balloon containing marijuana that fell out of his anus during the surgery.
It was mewling dirt weed?
Wait, how do you know the quality of the weed?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, how do you know it's dirt? Could have been high quality stuff. That's why he stored it in a safe place.
That sucks when other activities make that stuff fall out of your butt.
So he's knocked out in surgery, and there comes. Wait, is that a. What is coming out of his butt right now?
It's like a human vending machine.
Now, they also searched his car after that happened, and they found a bag of meth, and they also found a pair of bloodstained jeans that he'd taken off before he went into the hospital.
Lord have mercy.
Now, what's even more awesome is once he got booked in jail after all this happened, after surgery, he got booked in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He kept calling his girlfriend and telling her not to cooperate with investigators from the phone. So they have all this evidence from the phone at the jail. And now he's being charged with tampering with a witness.
Oh, no.
Okay, now I'm starting to see how he can have 13 separate convictions.
Yeah, they
just
start adding up real quickly. Just a couple events, and they just start adding up.
I was like, man, he's averaging, like, what, a conviction a year since he was 14. But now I really see how it all piles up.
Why are people so flippant with gunplay, like in the just the waistband of their jeans or shorts and stuff? It's like...
Yeah,
that's a movie thing, man. You really don't need to do that.
You don't. Do you ever really need to have a loaded gun?
Do you think he went through the training and got his CHL?
Like, and dude, think about, speaking of training, sorry to cut you off, KT, but what about like the it was the FBI guy or that was dancing? He got pulled into the dance and he did a flip and the gun flew out, and when he picked it up, it discharged.
Just shot a guy in the leg.
Shot a guy in the crowd.
Oh, is there a ultra safety you can put on, right? I guess if you have a loaded gun. Yeah, I've got it on safety, so I'm fine.
Did you say ultra safety?
Ultra safety, like a double safety.
I don't know.
Because
gun people,
to me,
877.
Like, even like say, and we can open carry in Texas. Every time I see it, I always wonder, like I saw it like at a sandwich shop the other day, and I was like, surely that gun's not loaded, right? Like it's...
Dude.
But yeah, no, it totally is, and I know that, but I'm telling myself, like, why? Like... I guess until I'm ever in a situation where there's a lot of gunshots going on, I'm never going to be able to identify with needing a loaded gun.
Dude, I saw...
like, on me.
Our buddy Tim Rogers, I don't know if you saw this tweet, Skin. He's a good follow from D Magazine. And he was tweeted that there was a guy cycling in front of him. And the guy was decked out in cycling gear. Right? Although he was wearing Air Jordans. So he wasn't wearing cycling shoes, he was wearing Jordans. And he had like a 9mm holstered back behind him on his lower back.
Oh, that's a like, weird spot, too, to keep
your
gun.
But it's like you're going out for a recreational bike ride, but you never know.
You never know when you need to start shooting people.
So I was like, golly, man.
Like you get to a stoplight and something jumps off and I'm just on my bike. I want to be able to make sure I can shoot some people.
But then again, you never know. There's a lot of crazy people out there. Like there was the road rage situation here in DFW that made the news last couple weeks. Guy gets out with a machete and starts slamming it down on a car, and it took a swipe at the driver with it.
My next door neighborhood app every day has, hey, there's a crazy guy walking around.
How does open carry impact machetes? You can carry that stuff around, right?
I don't know. I don't know what the machete laws are.
What are the rules?
Like, it seems like a machete is just as dangerous or safe as a gun, right?
No, because it can't do the harm from distance.
Oh, so you think a gun's more dangerous than a machete?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, then I would think if I can carry a gun, I should be able to carry a machete if I want.
I think you can carry a machete.
All right. I'm going to start carrying a machete.
Why?
Why not, man?
Now,
open carry.
If I get in a... I reserve the right to change my mind on this. If I ever get in a dangerous situation... I might come report back to you guys and be like, you know what? I understand why
I need to
carry a loaded gun.
No, trust me.
I feel like I avoid dangerous situations quite a bit.
I just think it's the people that know what they're doing with the guns that I'm okay with them having a gun. Like, for instance...
Snipers.
If all of a sudden some idiot is some terrorist or somebody starts trying to do something, I would be glad that guy's riding his bike right there with a 9mm on his lower back. I'm like, yes, please, thank you. Shoot him.
What if it's the same guy that once just shot his sack because he had it in the front waist?
It says you can carry, there's no longer a blade length restriction. You can carry a machete.
Finally.
That's unofficial from the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text.
I'm going to carry a javelin.
Can I carry nunchucks?
I think that's allowed now, yeah. Allowed now in Arizona.
I'm going to carry one of those joust things.
I'm moving to Arizona.
Not here.
What is the joust weapon called?
That was the best part of Barry all season. When he walks in that guy's trophy room.
Yeah.
And he starts looking around. Whose trophies are all these? Are these yours?
Is it a lance?
Starts breaking out the nunchucks.
Thank you.